Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Yud Ches, second perek, Maseches Ksubis. Like a few very big sugyas on this daf. We'll start over here maybe with the last sugya on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and then Siyat Dishmai. Maybe we'll start the sugya on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay, the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is going on the Mishnah. Mishnah says that if Yeshua is moida in a certain case, the Pesha also. The Mishnah talks about a case. Am la chaver yisadazu shel avicha hois ukachtiha heimenu. Someone approaches someone else and it tells him, you know, the field that I'm living on here was not mine always. It used to belong to your father. Ulkachtiha heimenu. I bought it from him. I bought it from your father. Zokte Mishnah shehu neman shapesha also hapesha hitim. Might this that knows that the lekeach will call him over here. He has no right that he bought it. And were it to be like you see in the Sefer of the Mishnah that were there to have been a basis, an edus that it belonged to the father of this other person, then he would have no right to stay on the field. But in this case over here, that since he is the one that's informing us that the field originally did not belong to him, so that's halacha of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitim, that he's Neman say he bought it, being that he's the one who told us that it belonged to someone else in the first place. So by the same token, he's Neman to say that he bought it. Now, the Gemara we saw, the Gemara of Tezayin, the Gemara of there explains in the Seder HaMishnah that even though Rabbi Yeshua does not agree to other miguyim, which might be the basis of Rabbi Gamliel Sheet, and he argues on him in the previous Mishnayos. However, over here, this migu he agrees to. Gemara says, "Maishna hai migu, mahai migu." And I think Gemara says, "Hocha in shoshach lefonecha, hasam shoshach lefonecha." In explaining the difference between the two miguim, Gemara uses this term of shoshach lefonecha. It's a term that's used to describe the difference. Now Rashi explains that the milo, the advantage of the migu in the Mishnah over here, at the beginning of the second perek, Rashi tells us that without the person admitting that the field originally belonged to someone else, then you know, it wouldn't have been known at all, and no one would have known anything. Rashi says, if you look at that Rashi, Hocha gabi sov the angel shal fonech, Rashi says, Shiyala aleiv baila litfoya mishochte. Right, it's an emotional. Right, he doesn't know that there's no shoshoch lefonech to inquire, to be teveya, to claim about it. Claim it. If the person would not have said anything, no one would have known anything. He wouldn't have had any tainus, any tfias, any claims against him at all. Hilkach ilav the dover pasher who shaloka imenu loy hoya oime loy shalvicha hoysa. Hilkach amin migu. Rashi seems to be explaining that this is a powerful migul. Pashas, what Rashi means over here is the raya. Migul is a raya that you're saying the truth. And in this situation, there's a very strong raya because if he wouldn't have said anything, he could have just continued on with life, and no one would have known the difference. And here he opened, you know, he opened an issue over here. So if not for the fact that this is actually the truth, then it doesn't make any sense why he would have said this. So Parashas, what this means is that it's a strong rye, maybe called migud boy shosik, maybe.
Sometimes I could turn. Tosfos argues and says the case.
Yeah, you're running a little ahead.
But that's not my question. Would they argue on Rashi?
I mean, I don't know if Machlekes is right now.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay.
Right. So we'll get there. You know, Bahadroga. Right, for those who are not familiar with this yet.
Okay.
So discussing Shittas Rashi right now, okay. And Shittas Rashi is that the migu, the ein shoshachol lefanav, means is the fact that there's ein loy toiveh, right? There is no one's claiming anything at all. That's the power of this migu, that he opened his mouth over here, and unless the fact that this is the truth, it doesn't make any sense. If he's lying, if he's trying to steal someone else's field, it doesn't make any sense why he should open things up over here. So that's a strong proof. They must be saying the truth. Shoshach lefanav, but Rashi says, but in a situation where there is an issue, like the case, like the Morris asked from the case before, of Motza and Isha, that she's not a psula. And now the issue is why, concerning the ksuba. And, you know, each one claiming a different thing. So over here, that's Shoshach Lefanecha. So Rashi, because, you know, you have the situation of the psulim, which is in front of us over here. Avgab Leimotza Lo Psulim, Rashi says that by Leimotza Lo Psulim, Shoshach Lefanecha Psulim, this is here. We have there's a clear issue in front of us, the lack of the sulim. Now, so Rashi, apol sheyesh lo lahoshiv taina toiva mizu, and even if it were to be that now, right, we want to believe it because on the basis of the fact that she could have said something better, if she's lying, she could have said a better taina. So that's an indication. Only reason why someone's going to say a lesser taina is only if that's the truth. The person who's lying, you know, you say your best taina that's available in the sack. Zakrashi rafi sheyesh lo lahoshiv taina toiv mizu lo yaminan migu. The Dilma liaska daita. Rashi says that in order for migu to be a proof, just the fact that he could have said something else, and that's just a strong proof, because we have a ways of explaining Dimuli Oscar Adaita. Maybe she is lying, right? And you want to say, well, if she's lying, why didn't she have a better taina? Maybe she didn't realize that there was a better taina Inami Rumi Komarmo, or on the contrary, maybe this is all part of the trick, right? You know, right? That you know, your taina the lesser taina, and that in itself. Right, makes you look credible, right? So therefore Rashi explains the contrary Shua, that the only time amigo would be considered a raya is only a situation with a loitavoy. Loitavoy means that, you know, had not the person himself opened up the issue over here, no one would have known anything. And if he's lying, it doesn't make any sense. Why he would, if he was lying, that he should do such a thing? And that's a strong proof that he's saying the truth. That's Rashi Shita on the topic. Now, Michael referenced the Tosfos, right? Tosfos takes issue with that. Let's see this Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, you see the third Tosfos, second to last Tosfos, Hasam Shoshocha Lefanecha. Tosfos brings Rashi, Pishbe Kontris, that refers to Rashi, Shuhu Tayin Ad shaloi iras tichnesis. V'hocha ein shol shachal lefanecha. De ein halotovay. Ein halotovay. That's the point. The point is that the other person, there's no tfi at all. V'ri mefarish, d'hocha nami ayri bahalo toivoy, k'deprishis, that it is with a tfi over here. I mean, even though maybe the case in the Mishnah over here doesn't, maybe it's not mashed like that, but it's not exclusive to the way the Tana says it. Even if a person is being teveihim, v'achet pirusha hasim shoshal kofnecha darei ein labsulim veni yechelo loymar besulani. She can't deny it. Right? You can't deny that. L'hochi bein ameres misheres tanen nasti bein ameres mikasteitz ani tachtech aloy mehemno. Hocha ein shoshach lefonecha zokt toisvis hocha ein shoshach lefonecha v'nema b'migl di baya omro di baya omar lo yehoya shalavich meyaylam. Toisvis says as follows, that even if the person were to be teveya, right, he were to have information on it, but what's taka the halacha, right? If a person comes over and he says, excuse me, but the property that you're living on right now belongs to my father, right? It belonged to my father, and he didn't sell to you, right? So if the person comes without any proof, just with a time itself, so Zotaisis, he could tell him, not true, right? Meaning that even though there's a claim over here, but the claim is not going to get him anywhere if he doesn't have anything to back his claim. He's not going to create any sfeikis over here. The person who's on the field will tell him, I don't know. Well, you know, bring me a proof. Right? I don't have to deal with you. So Rabbi Yeshua is masking. That's what Ein Shoshach Lefanecha means. Ein Shoshach Lefanecha, that means is that even if he were beaten to make a taino, but he can't create any sophic. The person who's on the field, he could push him off. He could say it's not true what you're saying, and the claimer will have nothing to his claim. So such a thing. So being that's what he could have done, and instead he agreed with him. And he told him that he writes to his father, but I bought it from him. So that also, Zotaisis, is considered amigo according to Rabbi Yeshua. We don't need to fact. You don't need that so far that it was haloi ein toiva. Even if he is being toivei him, the fact that his tefiah can't get him anywhere, right? That's already a basis for this strong amigo. That he must be saying the truth from the fact that he admitted, because he could have very easily said that you know, I don't know what you're talking about, right? And he would have sent him home, and he would have had no embez, and he wouldn't have gotten anywhere. Okay, so that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Now, what are you thinking?
Well, my first question was going to be that Tosfos maybe agrees to Rashi's case. He's just saying that's not the chiddush of the Gemara, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning,
that's probably true, right? Because Rashi's making a better migul. Rashi's really limiting. Yeah. Rashi's saying only if you have this, you know, very strong riot, the loy tavi, Ramesh came over, right? But definitely Taisus agrees, and Taisus comes to say, but it's not limited to that.
Right. That was the first thing. The second thing, when Rashi says Rumi at the bottom, he must be holding that better claim would... Meaning, is he holding that better claim would work? Tosfos holding that better claim wouldn't work? What's the Arumi? The Arumi is meaning, if the better claim wasn't going to work, what's the Arumi? Well, there Rashi knows...
Right over here, in Tosfos' case. Right? Tosfos understands that Rashi would argue on him in this case, even though it would work. It would work. You know, as if he would say ladam, right? The person comes over to him and he claims, uh-huh. And he says that that field that you're on is my father's field. You know, I would like to take it over, make your arrangements to move out. And so if he would have said ladam, it's not true. I don't know, then he definitely would have won the dintar.
So then what's the arumi according to Rashi?
Well, now he didn't do that, right? Now he didn't do that. Now he agreed with him. You're right, and he's claiming I bought it. He has no proof that he bought it. No, he wants to say, well, believe me, because if I was lying, I should have denied it. So on that, Rashi will tell you, well, that we don't really believe it, because you're real lying, but you're trying to make yourself, you know, credible, you know, give yourself credibility. So you know you're agreeing with him and you're saying you bought it.
And the Arumi is, even though Hitako could have said Lo Adam. Mm-hmm. And he would have won the case.
Right.
His Arumi is that he feels like he can make a better Tana by making a worse Tana. Because I would, if I had made this better Tana, even though I could have won on that Tana.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Arumi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't the Arumi
in Rashi talking about the case of the Psulim, not the Sada?
Well, I mean, we are passing it on to the case of Sada, where Tosfos says that he argues. So that would mean that there you also have that room. In other words, and until you have such a case, uh-huh, where the other person, right, brought up the idea, it's never a migul, like Rashi says, because either like Asika Daite or because of Arume. In other words, once you have to say something, and the question is, you know, why did I say this instead of that? Then Rashi says, then that doesn't have the power of the migul, because of these two ideas, right? Maybe you didn't realize. Maybe Arume.
Well, in the case of the girl, what's the Arume for Rashi? Meaning, if she couldn't make the other claim, so that's the Arume. She knows she can't make the other claim anyway, because she's not going to be believed. So she Dafka makes a claim that she'll have a migu for. All right, yeah, fine, okay. I guess, yeah. And Rashi and Tosfos also agrees that she wouldn't be believed, but that's not... Okay, let's think about it. Okay.
Okay, so now this machlok is very relevant to the sugi that we're about to look at right now, and that's why we gave this preface, right, to remind us of this machlok is... you know, when we learn the Gemara straight, there's so much information going on over here. By the time you come to over here, you know, things fade out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if we could go direct while it's still hot, you know,
right.
Serve the soup while it's still hot, we could enjoy it. Okay. So the Gemara, the sugya over here, is discussing why the Tana, when giving a case that Rabbi Yeshua is made to, the Migi is made to, why did the Tana pick this specific case of Asode and Shel Aviv? Right, that's what's going on in the sugi over here. Okay, so we're going to pick up over here, like around seven lines down, ולסתי מועד רבי שוב באים לחבר אמון להביך ביודי והחלתי פרס. Gemara asks that why are we discussing, you know, a case of a mekach? Let's discuss a mועד במקצס. Now let's just give a little background over here. Just remind us ourselves or inform ourselves at of the dinner mועד במקצס. Right, we haven't involve ourselves so much with this. That's Zekin, we haven't had talked too much. There's a parasha in the Torah, right? We know that there are a few shavuos, the right tzaddik is shavuos, to swear. Which, as follows. In a din Torah, one could have either proof or a claim which has the power for him to extract payment from someone else, so he could win the din Torah, and he'll win in a monetary way. He could claim the money, and there are other situations where he doesn't have the basis to actually be mighty the moment. But what he could do is that he could be mechayev the nitva or shvua, that if he wants to retain the money, he has to make a shvua. Alright, so it's a limited power that he has, and that power doesn't allow him to be moitzi the moment, but he could be mechayev the other person a shvua in order to retain the money. Now, one of those is the shvua of moed b'miktzas, that which is a situation where a person claims from someone else that he owes him money. Let's say, for example, I lent you $200. And the other person agrees, right, you lent me $200, but you should know I don't owe you at this point $200. I already paid you $100. I only owe you $100. And you say, no, you didn't pay me back. You owe me $200. So this is a moed b'miktzas, right? That's what this case of is, that he agrees to part of the claim, moed b'miktzas, and he's kofer the remainder. It's kofer b'miktzas. And that the Torah says that there's a chiyuv shvua. That's a shvua. That's make a shvua. That's the shvua of moed b'miktzas. Now, the Gemara over here is discussing a little different situation than the regular moed b'miktzas, and over here, therefore, the din will be different. The Gemara says, the Gemara is discussing such a case when you have our migu, our ein shoshocha lifonecha, and in such a situation, right, the Gemara says that there won't be a shvur, meaning to say as follows. The Gemara is asking a question that, why didn't the Tana, Rabbi Shua has this migu, right? This strong migu, that's what Rabbi Shua is moida, that we call it Ein Shoch Shocha Lefonecha, and that migu gives a person nemonis, right? You could win the din Torah in that situation. So Zok to Gemara that migu real should help in a case of a moed b'miktzas, that it will pater you from a shvur. That's what it means over here. In fact, the Gemara listing moed b'shur bo'im lechaver mona lavicha b'yadi. So let's talk in Rashi's terms, that he initiates the whole topic. He walks over to his friend and he says that, you know something, I want to let you know something. Your father lent me $1,000 many years ago, whatever it is, right? And I still owe him some of the money. I happen to have paid $500. I owe him $500. Right? And the other person says, oh yeah, he talking lent it to you. Well, who says that you paid back the $500? No. I think that you owe the whole thing. Okay, the truth of the matter is that, you know, getting involved in that exactly what time is bored, time is shem, I'm not going to get involved in right now what the power of the claim is. This is a shayin l'rishayinim, kub that you need a time is bored, you have to work out what the case is. Al-Kulponim, but on that, so therefore the Gemara is saying over here that even though normally there's a chiv of a shvua of moide b'miktzas, in this case over here that we have this migu. Now the normal case of a moide b'miktzas is when you have a tefiyah, right? A person comes in and he's tevei him, right? So you don't have this migu so far. So you know, so that's what the Torah said that you have to make a shvua. But in this situation when there's no teveh at all, ain't shoshachol fonecha, so we have a power of Amigo, we have a Rai that he's saying the truth, that will back him up, and that should pater him from the Shur. That's what the Gemara wants the Mishnah to talk about, and Rashi explains that why is it any better than what the Mishnah says. So that's what Rashi says over here. If you look at the Rashi, the last word line, V'nisni moedra b'shua v'chalte pras, so Rashi, Piraitiv chetziv, right? The term of hachaltiv pras, I fed him parts, right? It's an expression used to say that there was a partial payment made. Piraitiv chetziv, shuhunemon beloy shvua, right? Let the Tana say that this case over here, that's how the Tana should express this that Rav Yeshua is moide when you have this type of migul. Shunem b'le shuvahoyel v'en shor shachol fonav dashmin and rabusa. And the advantage of this case would be tamei chilish dafka when mixes potter. I'm sorry, dafka when mixes potter hoyel v'en etayvah. You know, it's the moide mixes, and usually there's a shua deraisa. But the Tana will be telling me that there's such that introducing this migul over there will tell me a chilish. That even though there's been a mishuras ma'ida mixas in a normal situation, but ein shoshochu fanecha, then you potter from the shvur. That's how Rashi explains what the advantage is. Why the Gemara has the right to ask this question to say this case.
So I still don't see the advantage. I'm sorry.
We're telling you a chiddush that it's pattering the shvur of a ma'ida mixas. That's what it's coming to tell me.
And the mode of a mixas is better than being tovei the land, because why? It's even a smaller. Why is it better?
Well, so what do you mean to ask? I mean, it sounds like from Rashi, what it just means is that we're telling us, we're pointing out that the normal, usually the situation is the zechiv shvur. And the Tana is telling us that there's a situation of a Beit HaMikdash that you could be potter based on this strong migul. That's what he's coming to do. Moed Rabbi Yeshua, that this strong migul, you know, could do things for us, right? So we should introduce that in the context of a Beit HaMikdash.
But again, what I'm bothered by is why is that better than normally he's trying to be Tovei Amani and this strong migul putters him from having to pay the money, or collect the land, pay the money. You know, like, let's say take the case of the Mishnah is give back the land.
So, do we see that it's pattering the shvur?
No, not a shvur. But I'm saying, why is a shvur better than returning land? Why why would the Mishnah prefer this case as compared to?
Right. I think what you're asking is there was a chiddush there. The chiddush is that you don't have to. If he doesn't eat, you know, 3 years in front of the father, right. and then here there's a different chiddush. So what's this chiddush better than that chiddush? That's what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
in that case, right? What is the basis of his chiyuv? Right. I mean, he's moide, right? He's moide that he used to bring to him, and he has no basis, no backing that he bought it. Right, that's that situation over there. Right, so
normally he would have to, so therefore the chiddush is that normally he would have to, in such a case he would have to return the land. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is because he has a strong legal, he doesn't have to return the land. Right? Why is that better than saying, in our case, you have that normally would be chayiv the shvua, and because of the migul, he's not chayiv the shvua.
Well, I don't know if this makes it better, but here the answer, the chiddush in the Gemara was by the Edim, by the Seifa. Here the chiddush would be by the Resha. I don't know if that makes it better, but it's a difference. I think, right?
Maybe. I think it happens. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
See, I'll tell you, what I thought over here was as follows, that, see, in the case of the Mishnah, that the without the Migu, so he just doesn't have any basis to back him up, right? So he's missing the basis. So on that, the Migu is his basis, right? That's what it is over there, right? But in the case of the Mixas, it seems to be on the contrary, right? That the situation is mechayiv him a shvua, right? So the so the migu is pattering him from a shvua. I'm missing any back. I have no backing. Alright. I have no backing. It was clarified that it used to be Yenis field. Now what do you say? You bought it. Okay, but on what basis? On what basis? So that the Mishnah is saying that there's a Migo over here which could give you a basis. What we're discussing over here is that there's a chiv moedim amiktas. Because of your haidah, that obligates you to make a shua in order to hold on to the rest. We're not just looking for, because we need a backing to hold on to the party from a shul. The party from a shul. The party from a shul. The see that's mechayev a shul over here. We need something to party from a shul. Father, I'm a young man, so I'm a shul. Oh, you see, I'll give you a mission. Okay, let me think about that, okay? Let's see. Okay, so let's put that shayla on the side over here. Taka, what is that difus? After everything is said and done, you want to know what is that difus?
In all the other cases, we at least got rid of one of the characters in the right.
That's why Rashi is dealing with him over here. What is that difus over here? Right. Right. We're still working with Aviv. So what is the malus over here? Okay.
In the top Rashi, he said there might be an adifus to metaltolin over karka. Did he suggest that? Where is that? Well, he said somewhere in Rashi.
Yeah.
Right. Litni ba'avi mishum seifa kot miltad metaltolin leishmain v'didegufa. I don't know.
I think the reason why he brings metaltolin there is because what was getting us into trouble was the chazaka, yeah. So let's bring it to metaltolin where you don't have a cheskes shalosh. That's how I understood that.
But Rashi, he's saying what he means, right? Rashi is telling me the Ashminan, right? So this is what the Ashminan is. Mm-hmm. You want to know after what Rashi explains that still why is that a better chiddush? But Rashi does tell us what he means. Ashminan Rabu Sadafkav, the Moedim Mixas. And that's usually mechayev shvua. Over here he's potter. Okay. Now let's see. Yeah. So let's see what we're saying. That we want to introduce this migo of migdiboy shosik, this shoshachol ein shoshachol lefanecha, and that will part a shvua, which which otherwise there would have been a chiyuv. Okay, it's also questions over here. What, in this case situation, do you have the regular? Do you have the conditions for it for the chiyuv shul? Okay, also a point we're not going to get involved in right now. But the ikad suras, right? The plan over here is that assuming that we have the basis for the chiyuv shul, and this migu over here, the Ein Shlosh Alfonecha, is gonna give you nemonis to replace the shvua. To back you that you shouldn't have to make the shvua. Zok the Gemara. So on that, the Gemara says as follows. Alib the man. Zok the Gemara like this. Alib the man. The Gemara tells us that there is a machlokes in a similar situation over here, a machlokes when you have a son which is claiming havo from his father, and the machlokes whether or not one is mechuyev a shuas moed makes us or not. Zolti Mar as follows. Aliba deman, who does Rabbi Yeshua hold of these two tanoim? Aliba deman, he aliv drabonon ha'ami meishav aveda havi. Says the Gemara that according to the rabbonon, they hold meishav aveda. We'll see in a minute. Aliv drab lezer ha'amar shavu aboy. Desan. Let's see the brayis, then we'll come back around. Right. Now the Gemara really only brings Rebbe Lezer Shita. But let's see. We'll see from Rebbe Lezer. The Sanya. The Rabbi says, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Yomer, Po'omim Shodan Nishba'al Tanis Atzmai, that it's possible that a person is Mechuyiv, Shuos Moed B'Mikzas Al Tanis Atzmai. Right? Sounds like he's saying that he himself was Moed. Ketzad. Mona Lo Vicho B'Yodi V'Chaltiv Pras. Right, this is the case. Sounds like our case over here. Person comes in and says that mono lavich biyodi, right? That I borrowed from your father such and such amount of money. Chal to pass my payback part, and then if I'm only mechuyev part, hareiz and nishba. Rabbi Lezer's shita is that there's a chiyev shuos moed v'miksas in this case also. This is bechlal the regular chiyev of moed v'miksas. The fact that he was the one who brought it up doesn't change things. He's mechuyev a moed v'miksas in order to retain the part that he said that he didn't, that was paid. V'zeu shenishba al tanis atzmai. And this is a case where Rebbe Lezer meant that a person is nishba al tanis atzmai. V'chachomim ma'irim ein el k'mesh aveda u'potter. V'chachomim say that ein el k'mesh aveda. No, in that case, that he's a Meshav Aveda and he's Potter. Now Rashi explains it more like this. Let's see the Rashi, right? Because this Chesh Bna Gimor is totally in the Rashi in the Tosis. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, Aliba Deman, is like this. Tanoi Pligi B'Homil Sebeshvuz. So my chalik is to know him concerning this case. V'i Omar Rabbi Yeshua Hachin, were Rabbi Yeshua to be talking about such a case, loy kechad minayuhu, he would not be coming out like either of these tanoim. And that's why the Tana doesn't say it, right? Because we have already my chalik is about this, and neither of the two tanoim will come out the way we want Rabbi Yeshua to say. That's right? Apparently what we mean to say is that we want Rabbi Yeshua to agree with one of these two tanoim. We don't want to make a third option over here. And Zok the Gemara, according to what we want to say, we would be creating a third sheet. Now, why is that so? Dikra bonan ha'amri afilu toivoi. So So Rashi speaks that over here, that what the Gemara means. That of the two shittas, that the Rabbanan hold afilu tovoy, yeah, afilu tovoy. Even if the son comes and he's toiveya and he says that my father lent you $1,000, and the other person says that he did, but I pay back part of it. That case, that he's parted from a shvus mitzas. Ze moida b'mitzas meishra veidahu. The term meishra veida. Is that we view it as if he's giving back a lost object. That means that this, that he was moided to that, we see that as he's doing something which, you know, he could have gotten away with. He's doing something, and that's the basis. We'll see how Rashi explains what the basis of this is. But Meshav Aveda is the reason why he's parted from the Shavua. This Nam B'Shavuos. Now, we'll only just be Magish over here. So the point over here is like this, is that according to Rashi, Yeshua, the Migo only helps Ein Shal Shalcha Fanecho, means Be'ein Toivoi, if there's no claimer. On that, Gemara says, well, he's not going to be agreeing with Rabbanan Shita, because Rabbanan hold that even when he's claiming, he's Potter because he's considered a Meshav Aveda.
What would be the difference if he's claiming between the father borrowing from the father and borrowing from him Atzmo? Once he knows about the debt, however he knows about it, his father told him. I mean, if there are no Edom and he's got no shtar, a guy comes himself. So this guy borrowed the money, he's motiv b'mixus. The guy says, my father told me that this guy borrowed the money and his motiv b'mixus. What should be the difference?
Isn't that what the Gemara discusses?
What has to do with the ha'oza?
Right, that's the difference. I hear, right. That's going to be the final answer. Okay, fine. Shkoch.
This Nam B'Shavuos, Mon La Abba B'Yodcho. The Mishnah Shavuos talks about the case where the son is claiming Mon La Abba B'Yodcho, and he says Ein Lecho B'Yodi El Chamishim Dinar Potem Mishum Shehu K'meishav Avedim. Now if that's so Ma'ish Minah B'Yeshua B'Ein Shor Shochot. So then what's the B'Yeshua telling us? That Ein Shor Shochot V'Nachi Potem from B'Yeshua. I feel so shocked the fun of Nami Nemon. Right, so this is Rashi Lishitosoi learns the Gemara like this, because according to Rashi, that the difference between Tovoi and Ain Tovoi, so that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Shua will not be able to agree with the Abonon Shita over here, because Rabbi Shua is Dafka is Ain Tovoi. And the Abonon hold that even when the sun is Teveya, he's also parted because of Meshav Avedim. So that's as far as commands really. He's not going to be holding like the Rabbanon. V'yaliv derbi les ben Yaakov zokt Rashi ki lo itov alei nami ha'omar shuvavoy. Rez ben Yaakov holds that you are mechuyav shuvah. That's what we're thinking at this point in the Gemara. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds the chayv al tainis atzmoi that you chayv shuvah. Now, at this point of the Gemara, right? See how the Gemara comes out. But at this point of the Gemara, we really have to know what the Gemara means. What does the Gemara mean over here? I mean, Rabbi Shua he's arguing the Rabbanan. Rabbanan seem to say that there's Meshav Aveda even by Tovoy. Let's just what the Gemara means to say over here. He doesn't hold like Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, even if it's tovay, so what do we mean to say with that? Do we mean to say that he's arguing that one? Okay, so it means this is his sheet over here. So what are we gaining? We don't want to say something which is getting involved in machlokes, right?
what the Gemara is saying is let's make the assumption that if we have the Mishnah on a different case, so then there's no reason to introduce the machlokas.
Okay, so let's speak this through, right? That if we wouldn't bring this in, then apparently he could agree, right? He could agree with someone here. So who is he agreeing with? Right? Who would he be? I guess either or, right?
Yeah.
Right? He could agree with either or. Now, even though, could he agree with Rebbe Elazar?
He could agree in the case where the son is Tobeya. In other words, I guess if it was a case where
we're discussing a case of Ein Tovei.
What?
Right? Where he's not Tovei him. Right? If we're not saying that case, so it sounds like that there's a reason why we're not saying that case.
So if the Rebbe is saying that that's explicitly, then yeah, then you'd have to, I guess, put him with the Chacham in that, yeah.
And therefore we'll be saying that this situation, because of Meshav Aveda, he'll be potter, or he'll have that credibility, or whatever the base Meshav Aveda is based on, more so than in other situations, right? That lechor would be the cheshbon. So if you don't discuss this case, And you want to know what's the halacha in this case, so we can say then in a chanami, right? You know, there's Meshav Aveda, and because Meshav Aveda, so there'll be an emonis even by a tovay, right? Rabbi Shu usually holds that the migul is you only have a migul below tovay, but in a Meshav Aveda situation, whatever the conditions of Meshav Aveda, then even by a tovay you're neman. Right, that's how I would hear things, but now that the Tana would establish a Yeshua by this case, so that means he's specifically saying that you need the Ein Shor Shachol Lefonecha. So therefore, says the Mor, well, he's not going to shtim with Rabbanon, right? Because the Rabbanon hold that the Meshav Aveda helps even when you are Tovein, and. Rebbe Lezer holds that even when you're not Teveya, you are Chayiv Shvu, right? So that's why, you know, he's not going to come out like anyone. So rather than, that's what it means to say. We don't want to invent a third sheet over here. So that's why the Tana doesn't say this case, right? We'd rather have him holding like the Rabbanon. That would have been the Cheshbon.
It could even be a little better than we don't want to. It could be like a riot if it's not a third Gita.
Probably we won't want to anyhow, but
here it's even stronger. Is that you see by the fact that he doesn't do it, so that's...
Okay. That's why the Tana didn't do it, right? Okay, yeah. Very good. Okay, so let's hear that again. Right, so again, according to Shitas Rashi, the basis of Rabbi Yeshua is the Ein Shor Shachol Lefonecha means that he's not being Toveyim. So according to that, we can learn the Gemara very well, as Harashi explains, that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua were he to hold that, he would not be like Rabbanan, because Rabbanan hold that even when you are Toveya, you're also part of a Shvul because of the concept of Meshav Aveda. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Now,
would the Chachamim only hold that this concept of Meshav Aveda by Metaltalin? They would even hold it in the case of Karko, where there were maybe they'd have to be Moda. That's why Rabbi Yeshua was teaching it.
Yeah. I mean, if there was Meshav Aveda there also, then regardless, you know, that'll be a. Right, he'll be a new shittus, and then we're not gaining anything.
So what's the difference? Is that because there's no Shavas Aveda by Karka? It's just a meaning the svara, he's giving back something the guy doesn't know he had, and it's like he's being Meshav Aveda. But by Karka, we don't have Hashavas Aveda.
I don't know if that's the answer. Right, that's something that needs to be seen. What are the guidelines of Meshav Aveda that they apply specifically?
No, because here he's giving the mechza, right? In other words, the Meshav Aveda is the 500, look, I didn't know anything, I come in the picture, and all of a sudden I'm putting $500 in your pocket, that's a Meshav Aveda. In the case of our Mishnah...
You're admitting to part, right?
Right? That's the Mishnah, you're saying that, hey, this was your father's land, but I don't know what mutton, right? So there's no Hashavas Aveda here, we're not... Right. Discouraging.
There's
no
mixes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Now, according to Tosfos, let's hear over here. Now we said that Tosfos holds that the Ein Shoshal Chofanecha applies even when there is a tefillah. Right? So that means according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if he is being Taiveya him, you also have the migu. Now, so if that's so, so when the Gemara says that ikarabonon, right, rabbonon say you're meishav aveda, well, you know, so what, right? I mean, that's what Rabbi Shu is going to be saying over here. So what's the problem? What is the problem with that? Right, so Tosfos can't learn like the Rashi learns. So let's see the Tosfos. How does Tosfos understand the Gemara? Yeli b'drabonon ha'ami meishav avaydehave. So Tosfos references, right, this is really based on kidemasik the b'nei b'moyes. We'll get to it in a minute, right? That's what the basis of the meishav avayde is. So Tosfos explains v'im kein. This is what where the Gemara means to go. V'im kein le'mosi le'misni v'im yesh edim einei ne'eman. Tosfos says, notice. Tosfos says that the issue is the ikra halacha of in the ratio, like Rashi learned that there's a problem with the ratio, right? The ratio can't come according to the rabbanon because according to Yeshua, you only ne'eman by ein shoshachu, which means loy tova. The rabbanon hold that you ne'eman that you part it even by Tavoy. Tosfos has to say that the problem with that will be in the Sefer. V'im kein le'mosi le'misni v'im yesh edim enei ne'eman. Why? Dil oilam ne'eman b'migu diboy oma paraiti ha'koil. Divinoy moz, is his moz. That the Meshav Aveda is based on the fact that he could have denied the whole thing. So, if that's true, so in the case of the Sefer, that you have Edim, which are made on the Iker Hischaivus, but myself, if a person tiny is a Koyfer Akoyel, the Edim only know that the original vote took place. Right? They don't know anything about the payment. So a person could have been Koyfer, and then you know, you can't get anything from him. Then he's not even Mechuyev Yeshua. Koyfer Akoyel now is not Mechuyev Yeshua. So if that's the basis of the Meshav Aveda, Tosfos learns that it's just migu that you could have been koyfer hakol. So then the Sefer over here in our Mishnah over here makes a difference whether there are edim or who are backing the original claim, or he himself is the one who's initiating it. So, you know, if his nemonis was based on the fact that he brought it up, so fine. You know, so if Adam were backing it, I don't need him to bring it up. Then you lose the Iboy Shosik, you know, that you have in the Mishnah over here. However, if the nemonis over here is based on the fact that you could have been kaifer akoil, so that even if you have edim that are being made on the ikar his chayvis, you still even then again, you know, when the edim are being made that the haval took place, he still could have said could have been Karif HaKol. So he still has the basis of what to be Neman, even the Seifel. So that's what the Gemara's Kash is. Let's hear that again. According to Tosfos, that the din of the Reisha, we don't have a question like Rashi learns. Rashi, according to Rashi, that the whole Rebbe Shua is only Beloy Tavoy. So the Moritz Kasha is that he doesn't come out according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that you're Neman even Bitovoy. Right? Even when you're being Taveya. Right? So that's already a Kasha in the Reisha. The Reisha says that you're only Neman when you have by a Loy Tavoy, in Shoshokhul Fonecha. Then according to Rabbanan, it's not true, you're not limited to that. Right? You're Neman even when it's Tavoy. But according to Tosis, that Rebbe Shua himself is not limited to a loy tovoy. According to Tosfos, the Ein Shoshoch Lufanecha includes even when he's being teveya. So if that's so then as far as the Reish is concerned, that works out with the Rabbanan. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Keman, he can't hold like the Rabbanan. The answer to that is to Zok Tosfos, the Kavon of the Gemara is that the Seifa is not going to work because the basis of the Rabbanan, the Meisha of Aveda of the in this case over here, is based on the fact that he could have been Kofer HaKol. So this that he could have been Kofer HaKol is non-dependent on whether there's Edom or not. Even if there is Edom, he still could have been Kofer HaKol. And therefore, even in the Sefer, he should be Potter. Right? In the Sefer of the Mishnah. So that's what we're saying. The Tana wants to talk about a dinner of an emunah which is based on the Pesha Osar. That only because he brought it up, and if you lose that, right, then he's not Neman. And in this case over here of Moedim and Mixat, there's another power over here which is behind it. You have the migu that he could have been koyf ha'koyl, and that migu exists even when there's no pesha osar, even when the edim are mechayv, because he could have always said he could have been always koyf ha'koyl because. But no, he's maze. We'll see in the Gemara. Okay, so that's how Tosfos learns that what the Gemara means over here. It's because of the halacha of the Sefer won't work out. Okay, Shlomo, what do you say? Is that okay?
You're processing. Good. I'm not, you're just okay. I'm not so familiar with the Tosfos.
Okay, but till there we have that, you know, according to Shita's Tosis, we hear that Tosis can't learn the Gemara like Rashi. Okay, now let's follow through the Gemara. Zot Gemara as follows. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov lesle meishev aveda potter. On that the Gemara asks, well, the way we're understanding now, it would seem like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold of Meisha Aveda, asks the Gemara, how could that be? How could that be? Now, Rashi says as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Lesle Meisha Aveda Potter min HaShvua B'tmiya. How could that be? HaTakant Rabbanan hi b'mesech is gitten. Zok Rashi, the concept of Meisha Aveda is a takant Rabbanan, which... You know, we don't find the machlokes about this. Hamoitzi mitzio lo yishba b'nei tikkun ha'olam. That the case of Meisha Aveda is that's initially talking about a simple case of a mitzia person finds a mitzia and he returns it, and the person says shkoyach for returning my wallet, but there's something missing here. Right, there was $1,000, not $500 in it. So this really would have been a moed b'miktas situation, which would have been mechayev a shvur deraisa. But Zok Rashi, because of tikkun ha'olam, in order to not people shouldn't be discouraged from returning mitzias. So Chazal patterned a meishav aveda from making a shvur, and this is the basis of it, and it extends to other situations, and that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that it should apply to this case over here. The kivan dechi enoi tovoi nami mechayiv lei shvur hare ein lecha meishav aveda gdel mizeh v'chayiv, that that's what Gemara is asking, that this you tell me that ain't a tovoy. Right? Gemara seems to be saying, right? In this case over here, that any tovar of leather is b'chaim. So Zok Rashi, I mean, this definitely is enlechon. This is definitely falls into the category of a meisher aveda, and we can't possibly say that Rebbe Elazar argues on this takana. This is an accepted idea that there's such a takana. Right? Well, Tosis maybe learns a little bit different over here, but that's we'll go with what Rashi says right now. Tikkun ha'olam. Right, that was the Mesis. So the Mora is really questioning that the way we're setting up Rebbe Elazar, Zot Mora, something doesn't seem right. Now the truth of the matter is that this would be a question really taking Rebbe Elazar face value. That's really what the Mora is doing over here, but you know, it's part of the Cheshbin and Al Gemara. But the Gemara's real question is how is it possible to take Rebbe Elazar's memory and face value to say this case of Man Levicha B'yodi, the Hechaltiv Pras, which is a case that the other person, he's coming to him, he's basically be Meisher Aveda, that's what he's doing. He's introducing the fact that, right? Mm-hmm. So how could Rebbe Elazar argue on that? So the Gemara says as follows. Omrav B'tayin Nekotin, Zokt Gemara Inochanami, right? Of course, Rebbe Elazar, he can't be talking about such a case over here, that there's no Tzviya at all. Definitely, that's a meishav aveda. Omarav b'tayne cotton. He's talking about when a cotton is being teveya. So there is a tefi over here. So there is no meishav aveda, and that's what Rebbe Elazar is coming to say, that there's a chiyuv, that a tefias cotton could be mechayev shuvas moed b'miktzas. In fact, the Gemara of Omar Mar in Ishpon al tainis cotton, chayev shuvas v'cotton. Zot the Gemara, okay, my cotton godel. My korle cotton is v'gad mildi of cotton hu. So the Gemara is because of what the Gemara, what we're able to tolerate, that it can't be there's no tefi at all, and Tfias cotton can't be. So at this point, the Gemara really is heading that there is a taina. Ihochi, in fact, the Gemara tainis atzmi tainis acherim hi. So, in fact, the Gemara is one second. So once it's the ben, so then why is Rebbe Elazar referring to this as tainis atzmi? As if he's admitting, he's not admitting. You have the ben which is claiming. So the Gemara, well, when we say Tanis Atzmai, because it's referring to the Hidas Atzmai. But it's always like that. So what does Rebbe Elazar mean to say that Rebbe Elazar's Shita is that there's a Chiv Moed B'Miktzas in a specific case? Why is this different than any case? Zok the Gemara explains as follows. El hocho b'drabba k'mifligi. Let's see the Gemara, and then we'll fill in what happened to the previous issue, to the original Gemara's question. At this point, really, what we're discussing is that what's the machlokes, right? You know, without relating to our sugya, just what is the machlokes, Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanon over here concerning Meisher Aveda? Rebbe Elazar can't argue on Meisher Aveda, and therefore we're trying to find a situation with that. So, what is the Meisher Aveda? He seems to be mechayev shvuah. It sounds like there's a machlokes over here. Zochting more elab the Rabbah kumifligi. Doma Rabba. Rabba says as follows. Mipnei ma omra toiro moide miksa satayna yishba. Rabba is discussing right now the ikar din of moide miksas, case when someone he claims he lent a person money and the other person is moide. Mipnei ma omra toiro Moedim makes us a tiny yishba. Chazoko ein odom meiz panav lifnei bal choyvei. Zok the Gemara that a person will not be meiz to deny the whole thing. And therefore, even though this person over here is admitting part, and therefore you might have thought that he may believe him because he could have denied the whole thing. So more no. Ain't other maze pun of a bal choivoy. The high bukule boy de lichbere. V'hai lekofer le mishum de any other maze pun of. So the truth is that there is a machlekes over here. How to learn the Gemara over here. In this sugya over here, that Rashi is not marich on this. Let me see. I'm just thinking whether we should get involved in this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Shlomo, how did you you saw this at all?
No, I didn't know the machlokes.
Okay, so let's just try to see which direction you took, right? Because I don't want to have enough time to get back to the main Gemara over here. So Rabbi seems to be dealing with a question, right? Mipnei ma omra Torah moida mixes a tainer yishba. Right, he's dealing with a question. Now, the Tosfos learns, right? I just maybe speak up, Bekitzer over here. That the question over here is that why doesn't he have a migu? Right? Why was the Torah mechayev mishpua? Why he really should have a migu over here? So, you know, so why is there no migu? And if there in fact is a migu over here, so then we should learn from over here that migu is not a basis to be nemun. Right? So that's how Tosfos learns what the question is. If you look in the Tosfos over here, we'll just give a shiva l'marim mokum. The Tosfos b'tnei ma omra Torah. Right? So Tosfos. He's not getting involved in that machlokes of dorsh time dekro. His boy rabba shapir mipnei ma omra toira damai loy mehemen beloy shvua b'migu diboy koyfer akol. Yeah, the question is that why does he need to make naked make a shvua over here? If he has a migu, he could have been koyfer akol. Oy neilif mehocho to le'aminan migu. Right, we can't ask a question on the Torah, but you know, but one or two things, right? I mean, lechor, there's a migu over here, right? So either explain to me why there's no migu, or if you're not going to explain to me that, then we should derive from over here that the Torah doesn't accept migu. So how is it that we do have the concept of migu? Umeshaning, and that he answers ein zem migu, the ein other may is pana lichvor. Right, that's what the Gemara's answer is. Again, so the most question is that there should be a migu over here. Why is he making sure? The answer to that is that this is not a migu. Right? What would have been possible migu? He could have, if he would have been kaifa kol, you know, he wouldn't have to make sure he's potter. That's true. But if you want to use that and say, well, today, right, he was moed apart, so why is he making sure? If he's lying, he could have been kaifa kol. And what the Gemara is saying is that's not a good option. Not a better taina for him, right? Even though he would have been potter, but it's a ha'ozot, right, to do that, right? So maybe really he's lying, but it's easier for him to lie on part than deny the entire thing, right? So migu, you don't have any migu. Thank you. Now, I mean, Tosfos over here has an alternate pshat that Rashi does say in other places, and the question over there is that what's the difference between a moed b'miksus and a karef hakol? Why is the karef hakol potter and a moed b'miksus not? That's the question. That's the question. Right? In the first place, why is that a karef hakol is potter? And on that thing, Mara's answer is because of the ha'oza. So the ha'oza gives him nemonus. In other words, a person would never lie to say such a thing. And if he's saying that, it must be true. Must be the truth. Right? That's how Tosfos learned. Tosfos has questions on that. Maybe it's easier for us if we go with Tosfos's chat over here. Right? So let's hear that again. Right? We'll learn that what Mara means over here is that why isn't there a migu over here? Maisa, there's a tiny that he could have tainted that he'll be potter, right? So that should be a basis of a migu. And that Gemara answers that's not a better tainta for him. That's not a lie that he's saying the truth, because it's harder for him to make that tainta. A liar would rather admit to part, you know, without getting into the problem of being mazed. Right, well, to openly deny the whole thing. V'hai b'kuli boy de lichbrei. This is what Mara says over here, right? So this is how we view it, right? That you're asking me that there should be a migu over here, that he must be saying the truth, because if he was lying, he should have denied the whole thing. And that we say no. In other mayes, v'hai b'kuli boy de lichbrei. And the truth is that, you know, he really would very much have liked. He's a liar, and he tackle would have liked to deny the whole thing. Another may is pono. These are the reason why he didn't do it, because it's too much of a hazel, right? It's too much of a chutzpah for him to do that. So he's only able to bring himself to lie on part. Now the member of Abba continues, and this is a question over here: why are we continuing? Ubukula boy deloy delay. Right now, suddenly the Gemara takes on some new thing, that ubekule boy deloy delay. Now, in truth, right, he really would have liked to admit to the whole thing, right? V'hai deloy oy delay ki hechid l'shtam eminei. The reason why he's not moided to the whole thing is because he needs time. Right? Ki hechid l'shtam l'vesov ad havli zuvu parana.
And these are two different pshatim that understand it?
No, well, we'll see like this. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's a question over here, mm-hmm. an unspoken question which was asked, mm-hmm. and because of that question, we had to shift. We had to adjust. What we're changing over here is as follows. Originally, we're looking at him as a lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking at him as a ganav, someone who's mm-hmm. trying to steal someone else's money, right? And that's the basis of the chiyuv shvua. He has no migu, because even a lawyer, a ganav, right, could only be moedim b'miksas, and can't be karef hakol. So that's why there's no migu. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara has a problem with that, and it's not mevuim what the problem is, but there's an unspoken problem with viewing it like that, and therefore the Gemara is saying, right, we have to shift things. Right? An outright ganav, right, that can't be what he is. Right? Rather, we're viewing him, he's still lying, but not a ganav. Right? We're viewing him now as a person that you know, he knows he really owes the money, but he doesn't have the money right now. He needs to save time. He's afraid that if he'll admit that he owes the money, then the person is going to make him pay right now. Right? And he doesn't have it. It's going to make, you know, life difficult for him to, if he'll have to make the payment now. So that's why he's pushing things off. He doesn't mean to steal. Right? That's called a shtamit, right? He's trying to just, you know, to delay, to stall things over here.
Why doesn't the Gemara ask Akasha on the first one? It doesn't seem to present it.
Right, so the Gemara doesn't, and it's Machlokes Rishayim over here, what exactly this question is. That was the top thesis over here. Mm-hmm. Top thesis over here discusses it. Tosfos brings Rashi above Metzia, which explains the problem over here is based on the idea of Choshe Amamoyne Choshe Rashvusa, which means that if you're viewing this person as a ganov, right? So then, what are you going to get by a shul? The same way he's stealing money. So then, you know, he'll lie for the same matter in order to steal the money. That was the basis of that. Tosfos has a question of that, whether that's really the maskon, whether we hold like that. But that's the unspoken question that Rashi Bava Metzia says that granted that, you know, you're looking at him, that is not the truth, and therefore you're being mechayev him, but what are you gaining? Shvuah, like a gangster, you know, I'm like, you know, it's all, it's part of, you know, that's part of the plan. That doesn't do anything, right? So that's the question. So therefore we need to look at him that you have a person who's not saying the truth, but he doesn't see himself as a ganav. Doesn't seem that so if you put a shul in front of him, he's not going to make a shul. Right? So that's what the shul will gain.
Mm-hmm. Right? So we say make a chakran won't make a false shvua, but a ganef would make a false shvua. Right?
Mm-hmm. See, he doesn't even see himself as a right. You know, he, to him it's like a white law. You know, he's just pushing things off. You know, it's like, so he doesn't view it as a right that he's a ganef over. Yeah, you know he's lying. Fine, but he doesn't see that because it's al das to pay. Right? That's how he sees himself. But a shoe is a shoe. I mean, you know, a shoe all has to pay. You know, doesn't help you, right? As far as, you know, the chaim of the isra of shoe.
Well, that is right. I mean, the other way to understand the question is the way you said it earlier.
Here, Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos asks some questions on it, and Tosfos, if you see, about halfway through, down the Tosfos, Vinire is like the second to last word on the line. Vinire da osel farish. See where that would be? I'll give you another.
What's the last pointer. Word on the line?
Let's see. The first word on the line is has that shom in the parentheses.
Okay.
Right, you see the shaman in Rashi printing, right? Venira, the also the farish, the boy tikshi. What the Gemara is come to explain the unspoken question as follows: Kivan the ain other may is yehinem of mashe kofar miktas. Well, you tell me in other may is so he should be nem of mashe kofar miktas. Kivan the mechayvin on shvua im kain mechashvoy azus ponim. On that, the Gemara says, is that, well, if you're viewing him that he is being koifer, even though it's part, but he's still being koifer. So you're assuming that he's an azponim. So if that's so then the migu should once again come back into place. That's the more. That's what I was asking over here. He is being mazed. So the more is assuming that, and this is a fine point over here. Just say quickly over here, and you think about it. That the more is definitely changing from a real ganov to a nishtamute person, right? And the more is saying like this. That someone who's a ganav, right? Someone who plans on walking away with the money. So even if it's a miktsas, but there he's being mazed on that, mm-hmm. Right? So therefore the Gemara is saying that. So there's no difference. So he is being mazed. Once he's mazed, he could have been mazed on the whole thing already. So then the migu. Then once again, you should have the migu, right? The only way to explain why there's a difference between the two is of a person who's not really planning on stealing. Person is not being planned, and he's just trying to push it off. So then, to him, there's a difference if he's pushing it off, you know, with the whole thing or with part. That he would consider the whole thing a ha'ozo, but part, you don't have the same level of ha'oza, and that's why there's no migu.
There could be a huge nafkamina. I mean, if the guy who's being sued for the debt is a wealthy guy, you know he's got plenty of money, he doesn't need to buy for time, then he wouldn't have to make a shuah on more of a mixus.
Well, I mean, if you could assume that, I don't know.
So he shows you his bank account. I got it, you know, you want $200 from me? Well, here's $500 million in my bank account. But I'm telling you, I paid half.
I mean, if he could somehow know that he's not being mishtamit. Mm-hmm, okay, that might be. I hear that. If you're able to establish that there's no ishtamute over here, right, then we're back to the question that the Gemara has, and on that basis there would be no shvua. Okay, all right. As a matter of fact, I think Taka, now that you're mentioning that the Taka Rishon talk about such thing, maybe the Taka or cases like that. I don't remember right now. Okay, so just speaking out that the reading is very difficult reading, right? Because, like, you know, you're reading one and suddenly we change lanes. Like, you know, what happened? So, I mean, the answer to that is that there is definitely an unspoken question over here, right? As we notice, right, that the Shamlu Shem, what that unspoken question is, but there was a need for us to adjust over here, and we're making, and there's a difference between whether he's a ganav, someone who's looking to steal someone else's money, right? That thing had a problem with understanding that's the basis of how we're viewing this person over here, that would be mechayev him ashua to back himself. And on that, the Gemara says that nechnami, right? The only time we could mechayev a shvuah made mix is only if we could view him as an ishtamute, right? Now, on the other hand, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's definitely what it is, but besides that, I mean, that's the basis, right? That's the basis of the shvuah. The basis of the shvuah is that on the tzad, that there's an ishtamute going on over here. That's what the shvuah will accomplish. It's an accomplishment from the shvuah. And l'idachisa, you know, there's no migu, right? Like Tosis says.
But we're still understanding that the beginning svara that of Meir's panim and the second thing of whatever that lesson was is that they work together. That both things are happening together. That he plans to repay, but he still doesn't have enough chutzpah to lie about all of it,
right?
So
right.
It's all one,
right.
One long,
yes.
Pair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Okay. Now let's see over here. Okay, so we just discussed the basis of how a regular moedav mixas works. Says the more like this. Now we're explaining the ikar machlokes of the Rabbanan Reb Ben Yankif. Reb Ben Yankif Sovar Loishno Boy Loishno Bibnoi Ein Meis. That Reb Lezer holds that Ein Odom Meis to be Koifer Hakol. So therefore, that whatever basis Rabbi explained why every Moedim Mikzas has its Chiv Shvua, and why we need a Shvua, we gain a Shvua, all that we discussed is intact. Even when the ben is the one who's claiming, right? Loishna bebnoi loishna, right? That's what my mom means. That einoy meis to be koyfa hakoil. Even when it's the ben which is the one who's claiming, v'hilkach lav meisha aveda havi. So therefore, there's no basis for a meisha aveda, meaning to say that he could have been koyfa hakoil, right? Because even though it's the ben that's claiming, but then we have the same ha'ozo. So that's what Reb Lezer holds, that there's no difference whether the father is claiming or the son is claiming. We have the same basic framework of what's mechayev the shvuah moed b'mikzas. Rabbanan Savri boy hu deini meis avuvnoi meis umedloi heis meishem avei dehavei. Rabbanan hold that you don't have the ha'ozo which is what takes away the migul by every moedim mikzas. So every moedim mikzas, the reason why the Torah is mechayv shvuah and there's no migul is because we say that, you know, he couldn't have kaif hakol. It's too hard for him to because he's being mazed. That over here, but by benoi, at this, we're talking neshtamute, right? We're talking to a neshtamute person. Even neshtamute person, right? He'll be able to be kaifer hakol, right? With his ishtamute, when he's talking to the son, the person that he didn't actually make the halva to. Right? So that's the machlekes over here, whether this is the situation where you have the meshavedi, where you have the have a migu. The migu of that you could have been kaifer hakol. The reason why usually you don't have the migu is because it's a ha'oza. So we say that the reason really lying, like why am I saying the better taina? Because it's too hard. And over here is machlekes by benoi whether you have the migu or not. Now let's see. So where does that take us over here? Right? No, but our Gemara's question originally was that why doesn't the Tana set up the case that of Yeshua is moida is by such a case of a moida v'miktsas? Let the Tana talk about a case. Now the Gemara had originally said that the reason why we don't do it is because it's not going to, the way Rabbi Shua says would have been saying his in, it's not going to be like either of the Tanoim. Now the Gemara had questioned that the way we said according to Rabbi Lezer holds that even in such case Yechai v'shuan, that Gemara says that can be. So where do we stand right now? In the Hemshech HaGemara, right? So in the Gemara is really comes out that according to Rabbi Lezer, that Yechayv Ashvu in the case of Tavoy, right? But and that's because he held that there's a Ha'oza, but below Tavoy you don't have that, right? Let's see how Rashi says, and then we'll have to speak out ourselves. Zok Rashi, El Hocho Bidirabu Kamiflegi, El Oilam Bitoyanai Kotten. So, okay, this is a point that Shitas Rashi. El Oilam Bitoyanai Kotten, in order to explain why Reb Lezer is calling that a Tainus Atzmoy, right? Bitoyanai Kotten, Ulkash Lachinishban al Tainus Kotten, Hanimili Bishitoyanai Kotten, Anin Asatuloch. That the Gemara brought a source that a tefias cotton you're not nishba shvus made mikzas. That's only when he says that I was the one who gave you the money. And in esatu loch kroksiv kiit nishal reyehu v'loy cotton. The original nesina samboys had been out there godel. V'ha umehocha yafla b'shuas. Avol hocha shibo b'taynes aviv isler b'lez b'nyankev nishboin that you are nishba. So Rashi is explaining over here, and this is also a point that Shailen and Rishayim about this. Now Rashi is putting like a new piece into the Gemara over here. Rashi, now the truth is that this is just a more local Shaila in the Iker Shitas Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer said that he's Nishbal Tainus Atzmoy. What's the case of Tainus Atzmoy? We're trying to work it through with cotton, and the Gemara was able to work out cotton. Where that happened in the Gemara is a little question in the Rishonim. Taisa asks that, right? There's no, we don't see the Gemara saying this over here in the Hemshech HaGemara, and more asked the Kasha. It's Chosem and HaSefer. Lakoponim, but this is how Rashi explains what Lotmaskon or Tainus Atzmoy means. That if a cotton, so it's a taina of a cotton, where usually tainus cotton is not considered a taina at all. Right? In this situation, a tainus cotton could be mechayev v'shvua. V'rabbonon pligi alei afilu b'tainus godl. Rabbonon og afilu tainus godl. V'korolei meishav aveda u'v'rabbi k'mifligi. Okay, so let's speak through over here. Right? This the question that we have to ask over here is that had the Gemara answered the original question. Right? Achrei kechlei sakol. After everything is all over, the machlokes over here between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan just is by a tfias ben whether you still have a ha'azah, right? But that's only when there's a tfiyah, right? But if there's no tfiyah, right, then even Rabbi Elazar is moide, right? Rabbi Elazar says that yichai v'shvua because there's no migul because when you have a tfias ben, then he also can't be mazed to be kayed for hakol, so you have no migu, right? So that's why yichai v'shua. But what would be in the case of a loy tavoi, Rebbe Elazar would be masking, right?
Because he has a migu, because he could have not come at all.
Right.
Well, it's not even a migu. It's the nesha v'veda, right?
Okay. I mean, that's... Okay. That's a point. That's a point. You know, in our sugyu, what is it? Right? Were we calling... you know, our migul meshev aveda.
I mean, it's more. I mean, if you like a nafkamina would be on the deraisa level, right?
Okay,
right. A meshev aveda is saying that midiraisa. You know, maybe you tackle.
Yibchai v'shu.
Right, but the rabbanon came and pottered him.
Mm-hmm. So our case. What do you mean to say with this? And now gemara over here, Rabbi Shua, is this the ikar Rabbi Shua? In our sugi over here, is that based on Meshav Veda or that's a the Raisa? A loy tavoy.
Again, in the case where you know, there was no tavoy,
in the haschol of our sugi, when Al Gemara says that why didn't the Tana, you know, it's Rabbi Shua's migu in our sugi, is that takana drabanan oriented or that's a the Raisa de kamigu? So this is a little point. You hear what it is. And our sugya, when we're starting with Rabbi Shua, we're not talking Meshav Aveda. We're talking about a real migu. That's a koyach of a migu. This pesha also.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the basis to pater, right? And we thought that Rabbi Elazar does not agree with that. And now the Gemara's kasha was, well, akoponim, it's at least a Meshav Aveda. Right, even if you don't hold of migu, but it's a meshav aveda, so you can't argue on that. That's what the Gemara was saying. The halacha can't be because definitely there's at least a takanas hacham over here. But once we say that he wasn't arguing on that, so then hadadina, you know, this could be better than the takanas hacham. This is a real deraisa de kamigu. Right, that might have just been in the Gemara's kasha. Right, the Gemara's asking. It's at least a meshav aveda. But let's get back to where we are. So the question is as follows: that the Gemara was saying that this Rabbi Shua can't be either to Tanoim. According to the Rabbanon, they don't need the loy tavoy, and according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not true. Now, at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Elazar, it is true. Right, because Rebbe Elazar, his whole shit Rebbe Elazar is that tfias benoi, there's a ha'ozo, so you don't have your migu that you could have said a karif hakol. So therefore, you're bechlal the regular parasha of moedim mixas. So you have to make a shvua since there's no migu. But that's only where there's a tfia. Where there's no tfia, if the person comes over to him and tells him right, b'loy tavoi, then of course Rebbe Elazar is masking, right? That there's definitely no ha'ozo over there, right?
Right.
So in such a case, Rabbi Elazar is masking. So then the question comes back again. So then why didn't Tana say that? And Rabbi Shua could hold like Rabbi Elazar, right?
Okay.
Right? So that's the kasha,
specifically on Rashi.
On Rashi, right. This is a kasha according to Rashi that we don't, at the end of the day, you know, how was the question answered? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is the question the Mashal and the Mashal talk about. That you saw this, that, you know, big Mashal over here, and big Mashal. Yeah. Right? So, Bikitzer, we'll just say over like this, is that the Mashal says that the answer to this question is similar to the way Tosis learned the original question, right? Which means as follows, right? The answer to the question is that why didn't we say this case, right? He could be Rebbe Elazar. The answer to that is because in this case you have Omigu that you could have been Kerif HaKol, and therefore the Sefer, right? The Sefer is not going to be true, right? Which we want to tell, show you a chiluk between Yeshlem and Ein Edim. So in this situation, even if there are Edim, but since the over here the Ben doesn't know, right? So Rebbe Elazar is masking that you'll have a migo and you'll be potter in this case. Right, so just, you know, I mean, that's what we saw. Tosis learns that was the original question of the Gemara, right? Right. So according to Tosis, the Gemara doesn't have to say anything because that's basically, you know, we're just coming back. That's the answer. But according to Rashi, that we didn't have that then. But Akaponim, you'll have to learn now at this point of the Gemara, right? So it comes out, you know, it's a bit little unspoken in the Gemara, right? You know. Mashal says that similar like Gemara said before, right? From the boy missed me safer. The Gemara right now is being samech on that. But back upon him. But in the Cheshbon, the answer is that the Gemara's question was that why can't we say this case? The Gemara originally thought that it doesn't come out with anyone, but after the Gemara makes the Cheshbon, in fact, the Gemara of Blazer is not like you think of Blazer is. Blazer can't argue this. Blazer definitely has to agree with this. And once he agrees with it, but it'll hakabir Rabbi Shua Shita, right? The contrashib dachabid loy tovoy. Right, so that's the question, right? Rabbi Shu will hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and if the Tanakh should say it, the answer to that is that the reason why we didn't say this is it true in the ratio. You're right, right? But the problem is the Sefer in Yesh Edim, right? That the Mishnah says in such a case, right? That you're not Neman in this case over here is non-dependent on the Edim because it has nothing to do with the Pesha Asar, because in this case over here, that since the Ben is not being Toivei, he doesn't know himself, so then even Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is more that you have a Migu, so it's non dependent on the Pesha Asar, so even in the Sefer, he'll be part of it.
What's the Migu?
That he could have been Kerif HaKol.
But I thought he said, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says he wouldn't be Meyaz. He doesn't make a Chiluk, he wouldn't be Meyaz in front of the sun.
Only if he's being teve, right? Only if the son knows, right? The son is being teve. Well, that's what he's saying.
And they're saying by a.
But in the case of Edom,
she's saying Edom is no better than Edom is not at the level of being teve. Edom
is just saying that the halva was made, right? But he could still say that you know it was all paid up,
paid it,
right?
Paid it.
Right, so
is there any indication from? Is he getting this trap from any indication from Rashi, or that's because if you like you rule out any other possible answer?
Yeah, right. I don't think Rashi says it. Right, this is what he wants to offer. The Marshal has a whole different way of explaining according to Rashi, but.
Sort of like a Sherlock Holmes that when you rule out everything else, that's the only thing left.
It's true, right? The question is that you have to come on to it, right? So the Mashal is saying that he has no problem with learning like that, even though, you know, according to Tosfos, you know, that was the original pshat in the Gemara, so, you know, the Gemara doesn't have to say anything new now. But according to Rashi, that in this shock of a tide Gemara, that was never mentioned before, so that Mashal says it doesn't bother him so much either because, No, the Gemara, in the previous piece of Gemara, we use that. So it's not like it's a whole new invention. Right? The Gemara originally was asking even before coming on to the Sefer. But after the Gemara comes out with what the real machlokes between the Tanoim is, so that you don't have that Memonah Shal Gemara started with, so then Akoponim, but you know, you always have the Sefer, like the Gemara said before. Right? Okay. All right, yeah. Okay, so we'll hold over here. Mr. Shem, we'll have to start the sugi from Shtoris next time.
Yeah.
Is Hashem.
Okay, maybe that'll be a 2 weeker. We'll see.
What?
Maybe it'll be 2 weeker.
Actually, this sugi just extends. It's not a.
Oh, it goes right for more than one.
Yeah. So we have to. Okay.